Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I will be your host. I have my co-host here today with me, Miss Johnette Sheridan.
Well, hello!
So glad to have you. We're recording this kind of end of January and of the new year. And we have some exciting, fun stuff to talk about. Johnette is going to quiz me. I don't know the questions ahead of time. They're a total surprise, but she's going to she is going to quiz me about things related to my pregnancy, because we're getting into the home stretch. A little over 2 months left before
Belle. That is unreal.
I can't believe it. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, it feels like yesterday I was just telling you that I was pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yesterday you were not pregnant.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
And then now you, how are you, you know?
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. So, my first question for you is, with your pregnancy, what is something, and this could be life or exercise related, you know, within wellness, without wellness, you know, whatever category, what is something that you thought would be difficult when you were pregnant, but it's not?
This is good. That I thought would be difficult, but isn't.
Or maybe it's surprisingly easy, if that's a better way to look at it.
Yes.
Or no change, maybe, if that's easier also, you know.
Let's see. I'm going through like all the different, I'm trying to think beforehand. I guess mainly moving and doing everything that, and like working and that type of thing. It has been so much easier than I thought it was going to be to continue. But I think it's mainly been because of my activity levels beforehand, but also keeping them steady, just like not stopping. And that has probably been the easiest thing out of everything. Other things have surprised me that have been way more difficult, but
that's my next question. that's incredible that because of your habits beforehand, you're able to carry them out for all the time, like the whole time you've been pregnant.
And like I and even working, like, okay, so in the first trimester, the fatigue that I had was pretty intense, and I would say it was more related to like, it didn't necessarily feel that I was sleepy or that I needed to sleep. It's that I didn't want to do anything. So I think it was more from the emotional side. I don't know. It was very weird, unlike anything I've ever felt before. But then in the second trimester, that it was not like that at all. And I continued doing everything that I had been doing beforehand, and a lot of people had their opinions on that.
real?
Yeah, like a lot of people.
Well, I'm not like, you, so I don't. I haven't been there for everything that you've done over the last 7 months. So.
But like, you know, with my PT stuff, like, and it's so kind. Like, everybody wanted to like carry things for me, and or like, oh, you shouldn't be lifting that. You don't need to be lifting that much, you know, over this much weight or whatever. And anyway, things that like I can see where they're coming from, and they meant it so kindly. So I don't mean that, and I don't mean this as a as that I like made me mad or anything, but that has been very surprising to me, is like the stuff that I know is safe because of my activity level beforehand and the things that I were doing, other people would not agree with me on a lot of stuff or have their opinions, like me teaching bounce. And like we've had instructors before that have taught bounce while they were pregnant, but they did not actually bounce, but I did bounce. What I'm saying, the class is on trampolines. So if you're trying to picture like what that is, but so I still continued to jump on the trampoline after the fact. And if I was tired, I would hop off or whatever, you know, but, but yeah, that has really like surprised me. Everybody thinks they love to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
With
love. Absolutely. You know? Yes. So, but I have been very pleased at just how I felt and been able to keep doing stuff. And even like with our, like renovations at the Lewisville studio, like those things. And anyway, so yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that ends.
It does. Okay, I mean, like, sometimes I actually have forgotten you were pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, just because of all the things you're doing, until I see you, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, you are pregnant. Mm-hmm, or ask you a question about it, you know, that kind of thing. But anyways, okay, kind of like the second part of that, but in reverse. So what is something that you thought would be difficult? What was something that you thought would be easy? There we go. My words would be easy, or no change, but actually it is more difficult.
Well, one thing that I was that I thought of earlier just popped into my head is like dressing myself. has been, I never would think that would have been hard or I don't know, aggravating, I guess, but now it's, like just like not fitting into my stuff that I've had for years. Also, for those listening, please know this about me. I don't throw clothes away. I will keep something until it falls apart. And I rarely shop for new clothes. Like this, the clothes that I have right now, I have had for 5+ years, most everything probably longer than that, like 15 plus years. So I that has been like the most difficult thing for me is like these clothes that I've worn my entire life that are still hanging on, I can't wear anymore. And I say can't wear, I think in my head beforehand I thought that I'm like, oh, well, surely you can make your stuff work, you know, like you could wear it down lower or like your pants or you could do this or whatever. No, like physically cannot close these clothes together to cover myself. So, that's been one thing that has been difficult for me. It's just like finding outfits and like things to wear. Especially here recently, I would say maybe in the past like 3 months as I really started to show and gain weight and all. And then, let's see.
Well, I also feel like, let's say if you were pregnant in a different season, you know, like if, cause right now you're in the winter, we're in all these layers and long sleeves and long pants and long everything. And so I feel like if maybe you have different thoughts or maybe you would have different clothes to pull from, you know, that
and
if
you might be different
summer, yes. You know, who knows?
Yes.
But yeah, for sure. I see that.
And let's see, things that I thought would be easy. Let's see, now eating was very difficult in the beginning because I was very nauseous, but I've been so pleasantly surprised. And I feel so bad because I know a lot of people can't, like they are nauseous the whole time or, you know, so I've been very, very grateful that has subsided for me. So going back to eating has been so much better now. Okay. This is kind of a two-sided thing. And kind of with your first question is that didn't really cross my mind that eating might ever be difficult, but I run out of room really quickly. Like, I'll be eating the exact same amount I would normally beforehand, but then I just feel like there is physically no more room for anything else to go. and so I'll have to stop eating. So I've actually, I would say probably eaten even less than I normally would have before being pregnant, just because I run out of room, or that's what it feels like. And so, but that has gotten much, much, much better recently. So, so I guess that's kind of a two-sided thing. Like, that's been really nice. And, let's see, related to, also, those were not related to exercise or wellness or anything at all.
Well, yeah, yes, for sure. I mean, movement and then food.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. The other thing in class that I have noticed, that I knew from like a pelvic PT standpoint and like knowing how the core works and all of that, I knew it probably would, or okay, in my logically, I knew this, but then to actually experience it was very different and kind of like, I would say even upsetting, was me not being able, like the difference that push-ups are and planks are like, that used to be like I could hold a plank. My record is over 4 minutes. And so I could, wow. That was like,
did you time yourself?
Yes. One time my friends in college, we all timed ourselves to see
how long. So I feel like I could never do that just by myself. I'd have to have somebody I was competing against.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Could you change your arm placement?
No. Mm-mm. You had to stay where you started.
Wherever you started.
Yeah.
Did you do forearms or straight arms?
I did straight arms. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good job.
So anyway, that just has always been something that has felt super, or I have felt very, very strong in doing, push-ups and planks. And, now it is unbelievable how difficult they are for me to do, but it makes perfect sense because my abs are working in a totally different way than they did before because of how they have so much extra that they're having to do. Ooh, so yeah. Anyway, that
and your center of gravity is
yes
different, like, and like physically, space wise your arms aren't long enough,
yeah, yes.
For you to do a push up,
yes,
all the way down.
It stops you. Yeah, exactly. So, that, like, I remember the other day, I could also, do pull-ups. I could do pull-ups under the bar. Like, I could stick my legs out from the ground, and I could lift myself up, or I could do a pull-up that way. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can still do it. And I couldn't. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Anyway, and it doesn't matter. Why do I need to do that right now? I don't.
But you had a reminder set. You had to try it out.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why that crossed my mind, too. It's like I never do that.
So, okay.
Anyway, there's okay. that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. What is something that you thought or you imagined, or based on what people have told you or you've heard, that you are not going to like or enjoy, but you do about being pregnant?
I think that, oh man, that's such a good one, Janet.
And then we'll also do the reverse. So if you think of the other one first or something.
Yeah. I think one thing I've heard or seen more on like TikTok and Instagram and stuff is people saying how, like, I guess irritable maybe or frustrated they get with their partner. And that, I mean, let me just say this. I am not perfect. And so, please don't think I'm over here in like La La Land, like, oh my gosh, everything's perfect all the time. I love Will so much, and I do, I absolutely do. But that has been one thing that has been just really like nice and surprising and sweet is, yes, I get irritable, but over all kinds of different things. But it hasn't been like what I've seen other people saying. Like, if anything, I felt very connected and close with him, and excited about, like, the, you know, the future of our family and stuff like that. So that's been really, really sweet. Now I can see how people with not supportive partners, how that would make a really huge, like, difference in that. And he's been extremely supportive. He goes with me to every appointment. He makes sure, like, he takes the time away from work to make sure he's with me. And and, you know, I'm like, can you fill up my water? And he'll go do it. And, like, even that kind of stuff. So, anyway.
Well, that is very, very great to hear. It's exciting. Yes. It's kind. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, he's been really, really great. And he also is very, like, I'll talk to him about a lot of the things that I want to do, especially from a delivery standpoint. And even from a, I guess, like, a parental standpoint too, that are like important to me or things I want to try. And he's always like super interested and open-minded about like that kind of stuff. And so which is just makes me like even more excited for when she's here and all that. So yeah, because I know some I hear sometimes even from my patients about like their partners, they'll mention something and they'll be really dismissive about it. And I never would have thought Will was like that at all, but it's just been really nice, like confirmation of who he is and how, you know, kind and accepting and supportive he is. So if you're listening, Will, I love ya.
That's so sweet. Oh man. Okay.
So
that's good. Mm-hmm. So that was something you thought you didn't like, or that would be, you know, but you're fine. And then opposite would be like something that you thought you would enjoy, but you haven't.
Okay. This is very personal. I'm just laying it all out there.
Okay.
But so as a pelvic PT, a lot of the patients that I've worked with in the past that have been pregnant, like I would support them through their pregnancy leading up to delivery. A lot of the things we'll manage is like bowel problems and or, you know, things like that. And so in my mind, I or like they tell you the things to do and the things that like I learned at my clinical and other things to do to help and stuff. And so I guess I thought that knowing all of that type of stuff, I wouldn't have any of those issues and I would be able to remedy them really quickly even if I did. And so I have had the worst constipation I have ever experienced. And so, and like even doing all of the things that I would tell my patients to do, like even sometimes that doesn't help. And so it's given me a much better mindset for my future patients that I'm with to be a lot more understanding and like, okay, yes, they very well might be doing everything I'm telling them to, and they still are struggling with this. And so anyway, that's been one thing. Apparently it is the excess progesterone that you have will contribute to constipation. Also, another thing to know is that with my celiac disease throughout the years, like that is not the way my bowels would go. They would be the other way towards diarrhea if I had trouble. And so this has been like so abnormal to me to be constipated and has really like made me miserable on multiple occasions. So anyway, what was the question again?
Yeah, something that you thought would enjoy
pooping
or like about pregnant, but turns out you didn't. I guess it's kind of like a something you thought that wouldn't be difficult turned out to be difficult.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So similar. So, but
Yeah, I just did not think. I thought for sure I would be like smooth sailing, but it has not been that way for me. And like I, you know, I'm moving all the time. I'm exercising all the time. I'm drinking booty tons of water, like, and doing everything that I would tell my people to do, like my pelvic floor breathing, that type of stuff. And I'm telling you, there's something up there. It's been rough, but me and Will are adding Metamucil to the to the grocery list today.
Wow. Okay. And so, what does that do? I mean, Metamucil is like a
it is a fiber supplement.
Fiber, yes, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
and it's not, I like it because it's not a laxative at all. And Metamucil, come to find out, is made with psyllium husk. And they are a really great like ingredient that can be used in a lot of gluten-free recipes to help like bind things together and be a source of fiber. So anyway, yeah, psyllium husk, Metamucil. Hmm.
Okay.
But
okay, well that's a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. as opposed to going the laxative route.
Yes. And you're not supposed to, from like with my practice, I have lots of patients that have been prescribed laxatives or you know, have been down that road, and they really disable the gut to do what it needs to do when they're taking when they're taking long term. They can be great short term fixes, but they should never be like a regular thing. And so fiber is a fiber supplement if you're not getting it through your food. And I don't think I know I'm not, because it's so hard. I know we've talked about this before. It's so hard to get like the amount that you need. But anyway, it's a great alternative because it helps both ways. It helps from a loose stool side and then from a hard stool side, I guess is the way to describe it. But anyway, that's that. Sorry.
I wonder, I mean, because like 25 to 30 is like optimal fiber for a female, and then males it's like more than that. It's like 35-ish, you know, or more from what I've read. I wonder if when you're pregnant, that number changes.
Oh my gosh, that's great. I'm going to add that to my, I'm going to look that up, because I bet you it does. I bet you it increases because your vitamin requirements and everything bumps up.
And then I think just in general, I think the bowels are a topic of conversation for a lot of pregnant people. And you know, my life, hearing people talk about, you know, struggles and stuff, I think it's a common topic of conversation.
Yeah.
A common thing to work through. Yeah. So okay.
I just Googled it. Just Googled fiber in pregnancy, and this is from the National Institute of Health. This is a some type of study. I don't know the exact. It was in 2019. It says the intake of fiber-rich foods during pregnancy and lactation helps in promoting heart health, decreasing diabetes risk, preventing constipation, as well as reducing risk of preeclampsia. Huh. That it's just got all around good stuff. Fiber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you may have already touched on this, but if you haven't, this is your chance. what has surprised you? I know you kind of already touched on things that you didn't think, but like if anything surprised you. And that could be from how, I guess, kind of what you said about how people treat you differently, or the food, you know, I guess, kind of your bowels, things you didn't expect, you know, kind of thing.
Let's see. Well, one thing, and this is not like, I guess it's not related to wellness at all. It's just something I feel like I've noticed lately, especially is, I feel, I don't know how to word this. I feel much more, motherly, I guess, and like loving, especially to like my pets and my my animals, and I don't know, I feel like fiercely, I, you know, I love my my boys and my cats. But even more so now, I feel so, like, I don't know, fiercely protective of them. Like, I know I told you this earlier when we were talking, but when I went to go visit my friend Lily, who's also pregnant, for her baby shower this weekend, and we were college roommates, and she had, or has, a dog named Layla, and she's a golden retriever, and Layla was, you know, she was like, she was the house dog, and then I got Archie, and they were roommates, they were college roommates. Do you remember that, do you remember that Vine? And it's the guy walking by, and he goes, and they were roommates. Did you ever see that?
I don't remember that one, maybe. Okay. I mean, gosh, I love Vine so much, oh my though. God. I miss it.
I miss those days. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to find that, and I'm going to send it to you. But anyway, and they were roommates. And so Archie and Layla, that was his first, I mean, I don't know. That was his first, like, she taught him everything. They played so well together. When we all moved away, and we were all leaving and have jobs upcoming or going to school or whatever else. And Layla went with her family, and Archie went with me. And it was just, it was crushing. So, I mean, and so anyway, I, last time, she was standing at the top of the stairs when I left their house. Also, they live like 6 hours away from us, so I don't get to see Lily often. And I saw her standing at the top of the stairs, and I just lost it. Anyway, but I felt that way about her too. Just so, I guess that's what I'm looking for, motherly. I felt very like loving and protective and
connected.
Yes. More so than
maybe, I don't know, sympathetic.
Yes. I just felt it's like been a totally different emotional like shift for me from before. I loved my pets and kiddo and like the kiddos that I'm around and are like cousins and stuff beforehand, but I just feel like it's been really amplified. I also feel like it's been like super amplified in the past month, like as I'm getting closer or whatever. I have a funny story for you. We our landlord had to come over and fix something for us, a leak in the roof, and so he also trimmed all of our like bushes and I don't know what things are. I'm not a plant. I love plants, but it was like plants outside. He like trimmed a bunch of trees and stuff. So there's limbs everywhere. And so we had lots of firewood. And like, man, when I tell you, I joked with my friends, Olivia and Lily. I was like, is this nesting? Because I just want to burn everything. So anyway, so we started, like we burned for hours the other day, those twigs and limbs and stuff, and it was awesome. But I don't know if that's a like a nesting thing or not. They were like, I don't think so, but
is this nesting? Setting things on fire.
Yeah. Oh, it was very nice. So I love a good fire. But sorry. Nice. Does that answer your question?
Yes. How much you love fire. Yes. Surprised you when you were pregnant.
Yes.
Now,
oh my gosh,
just fire. Okay, yeah. Cool. You're right. What is something that you enjoy doing more of now that you're pregnant? Or even, I guess, kind of you. Well, go ahead. I'll shut up. Mm-hmm. Yep. You go.
Resting.
Okay, love that. Yeah,
for sure. I've just like taking things slower has been really nice. My friend Holland, she had her little baby girl back in last spring. I think she's almost a year old now. Anyway, and she was saying that like through pregnancy it was just really, really special, a lot of things that she kind of learned about herself and the opportunities that it brought up for her. And I've kind of felt the same way too, just kind of like feel like it really puts stuff in perspective for you. So I know you and I have really been delving into sharing about how important rest is to our clients and people that follow the studio, but I think now even more so, it's really like pushed me into taking our own advice, I guess. So yeah, that's been really,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Enjoying resting and like just leaning into it.
Yeah.
And letting yourself do it. Cause so much of the time, you know, for me, I mean, I know that you're similar, is like, I should be resting. I could be resting. I want to rest, but I have to do all these things.
Yes.
You know,
and then it won't be productive rest. Cause I feel, I'll be like trying to multitask and do other things instead. And I'm like, this would be more beneficial if I just actually stopped doing trying to do all of this other stuff and just rest. So
yes, put the phone down.
Yes.
And 100% rest.
Yes.
Instead of like 40% rest.
Yes. Lily this weekend said something that, I thought was really interesting. She was just talking about the phone, made me think about this. She is a 7th grade teacher. I'll have to confirm with that. You'll check me. Yes. She is a 7th grade history teacher. And she has said, like, it is so obvious the students that have iPads or have a lot of access to screen time. And she said they are great. You know, parents don't realize they're great at home because they have access to their iPad and they're being like stimulated by that. But then when they get to school, they're having these addiction withdrawals, technology withdrawals, because they are not being constantly stimulated by something on a screen. And and so she said, like, she started to do things to try and like not be watching TV all the time or not like be on her phone a lot. And so she crochets, which I also love to do, but she's like very actually good at it. She'll like she can make things.
She's actually good
make at blankets. I've literally almost never finished a project that I've started of crocheting or knitting, but like she has made many blankets and it's amazing. So she'll do that while she watches TV, so she's not like tempted to also be looking at her phone. I don't know if you do this, but I do this, and it always I get mad at myself. I'm like, why am I looking at my phone while I have a TV, while the TV is going? Why do I have two screens? And then I'll have my computer right next to me, and I'll like check stuff on. I'm like, anyway, this is too much. So she will crochet, and then she started reading a whole lot more, and so that has been something that I guess I struggle with is staying on my phone, being on my phone too much. So, yeah, that wasn't a question. No. That was a total. But, yeah, so I thought that was it was very convicting to me that when she was talking about it this weekend. I'm like, I am an iPad kid. I'm probably one of those kids that, you know. So, okay.
Okay. Well, iPad kid Bill.
Yeah.
Well, do you have, those are my questions. Do you have anything that you'd want to share as like,
yes,
I don't know, advice or other things? Someone who maybe has worries before or they're early in their, you know, or they're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like.
Well, yes, I do. From a just like pregnancy standpoint, are some things that are unavoidable of like things are changing. I guess that's another thing I kind of thought beforehand was that like I would not that much would change for me because I was doing all of these like things to prevent the negatives of pregnancy. Boy, was I wrong. So there are some stuff that like that is inevitable that a lot of things that are out of your control that just to, you know, remember that. But if you are experiencing pain or significant symptoms or like really huge changes to your life while you're pregnant, I would really seek out help and someone that is that will help support you through that, because there's so much that is written off as it's normal or, you know, not a big deal in pregnancy when it's, when that's not the case. Like, yes, your body is changing so much and that can cause, lead to some low back pain, but you don't have to, there are people that can help with that, help manage it, help get rid of it altogether. Another thing that I have found through like just research and stuff is how important it is to be making really good decisions prior to becoming pregnant. The like health of your pregnancy, the health of your baby, the DNA, it goes from, it takes your like body's information from at least 6 months prior. So even if you're like, you decide that this month, like, okay, I'm ready to attempt to become pregnant, and you're wanting to make all these changes and be really healthy and like, you know, cut out alcohol, like those type of things, it, you can still have the negative effects from previous choices because it's taking from, because it's all coming from your DNA, which, and your history, I guess. Mm. So I think that's important to know, is go ahead. It's never, I mean, there's never a better time. And even if you're not trying to be pregnant, it's just great to just be healthy anyway. Like, make these choices, make wise lifestyle choices, because they really impact your life in a lot more ways than I really realized. So so yeah, there's that. And then I had something else I was going to say. Oh, this is also going to kind of like roll off into some questions I have for you, Johnette. But for those listening, I am, when I deliver, my husband will be with me and Johnette will also be with me as my support person / unofficial doula. and so I had the honor of being a support person for someone, and it is, was one of the, like, it was a huge blessing to me in my life. I learned a lot from it, and it was just so tremendously special. I was just blown away at the, how beautiful the whole experience was. And anyway, and so I'm so thankful to you, Johnette. I'm so excited that you will be there with me. But because of my experience before doing that, I really realized how important it is to have somebody there mm-hmm. with you. And I really don't think a spouse or partner is enough, because now after seeing and like hearing the things that I hear, they are so stressed for you. And so if they have this job of, they're stressed because it's their, you know, this person that's so important in their life that they love. And then also this new baby that they've come to love and are excited to meet and stuff. So they want everything to go really well. So it can be really overwhelming for them and hard for them to stand up for you if they need to. And so I think it's really, really great to have somebody who is not as emotionally connected to you as a spouse or a partner, that can be there and stand in if they need to, because I just did not realize how vulnerable you are in childbirth. And so anyway, I would recommend to everyone to have somebody that knows what you want, you know, and knows what, how you will feel the most like respected and taken care of during a delivery scenario, and have them with you that is outside of a romantic partner or spouse. So anyway, on that note, Johnette, I am so, I get, sometimes I forget that you're going to be there, and then I remember and I get so relieved. I'm like, oh, I'm like, thank goodness, because there are things that I want to do that are that could potentially be out of the status, I guess, quo of right. what. And it makes me feel so reassured knowing that you will be there to help me and will like make sure those things are like carried out. And also, the place that I'm delivering, the hospital, is really, really, really great. So I don't think we'll have any pushback or anything like that. But just knowing that you'll be there makes me feel very relieved. So
That's awesome.
My question for you is, what did you initially feel when I asked you about it?
shock. That was number one.
Uh-huh.
And then I felt like, this is a weird thing to think, but I kind of thought like you felt obligated to ask me.
Oh my gosh.
In my mind, I was like, oh, she's just asking me, but she doesn't want this. She feels like she should.
No.
And so that's saying like initially, that's what I, like in the very beginning, I was like, wait, do you actually want this? Like I was in disbelief that you actually wanted me there.
Yeah.
So my first thought was shocked that those words just came out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, I didn't believe you. and then like, I guess I feel much more solid in that I do believe you, but there was still a chunk there, even after you told me, yes, I want you there, that I still didn't believe you.
Oh my gosh.
I guess I'm still kind of not in shock, but still it seems very surreal that it's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's still there, but there is still a level of shock that has a portion of it that's kind of like waned a bit. And so then I was just blown away at the thought of someone wanting me there and it being you mm-hmm. wanting me there, and honored. And then it's like, in my mind, I picture a lot of things for this
uh-huh.
event.
Uh-huh.
And I have flashes of images, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like you, wherever you are on the bed, whatever, doing whatever, will, I don't really see him in my images. It's just me.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's like, I have like armor on. And I have like, it's almost like I... pretend like I am your bodyguard, or like I'm like the one like kicking down the door, or like I'm the one like punching somebody in the face for not listening to you, like that's me.
Oh, so
these
gosh.
Very violent images of like, okay, I got it, I can do this.
Oh, so my
I'm ready
gosh.
For anything.
Wow.
But also nervous. Nervous because I want to be able to do everything that you want
mm-hmm.
and make it happen. I want to be able to make it happen, whatever it is that you want, you know? And
mm-hmm.
so, I want to be able to see it through, be capable, be competent, exceed your expectations.
You are just the best ever. I remember kind of feeling that same way too. Like I hope that I'm able to, I felt so much, like, not pressure in a bad way, but I felt like I was like, I want to be able to be everything. I almost felt like, see, my flashes were like a grizzly bear. That was me.
Oh, you're the grizzly bear.
I'm the grizzly bear. Like, what do I need to do to protect over this like situation? And but hearing you say all of that, I didn't want you to feel the slightest bit of like, or felt like you had to, or like pressure to say yes, or
there's never
anything like that.
Question in
oh my
mind.
Gosh, that makes me feel so much better. And do you know what? I don't know if I told you this, but Will is the one who really like, kind of, I don't want to say like. Not
he suggested it, right?
He did, and then he was like, he. A couple of times, like, we had talked about it, and, like, a couple of times after that, he was like, I really think that is who you should ask to be there. I really think that's who, yeah. So, anyway, because I felt, I was just like, I didn't want to ask because I didn't want you to feel like, I didn't want you to feel bad for saying no if you didn't want to do it or all, you know how that is, social stuff. So, anyway,
social stuff,
my social anxiety. but yeah, I'm very excited for the whole experience as a whole. I'm super excited to see what she looks like and like have her here. But I'm also getting a little fearful. Like I can feel butterflies right now in my stomach thinking about it. and knowing that you will be there and like to reassure me. Also, one thing I thought about is I remember Anna Catherine saying with her first child that she
Catherine is one of our instructors.
Oh yes, yes, sorry. I remember her saying that while she was in delivery with her first child, like she said that she could hear us like being like, you can do this. Like we say in class, like she would hear that kind of over again. And I'm like, what better person than you? And like, where we're constantly saying that type of stuff all the time to one another and like kind of getting me in that mindset of like what it's like to be in class and like to push through something that's difficult and anyway, so yeah, so I'm very thankful. I'm so excited and thankful for you and that you are willing to do this for me. So
I'm there. I got you.
It's gonna be if only little Archie and Moose could be there too. My emotional support animals.
I'll put some scrubs on them and I'll bring them in. I'll find a way.
We'll put them in the hospital bag.
I'm in a stroller. Oh, in a stroller.
My gosh. Oh my word. Okay.
Put a bonnet on Archie. Perfect.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So some of the things I'll just share that like I am wanting to do is I am delivering not medicated because, first off, it's hella expensive. And then, second off, you tend to, from the research that I've read, have a lot better outcomes and recovery afterwards. And so that is the main thing that I'm worried about is me getting to that, like, the transition stage at the very end where it's almost time to like actively push and me getting scared and wanting an epidural. So what, I guess, how do you picture yourself? I hate, this sounds like a quiz question. This is like a oh my gosh, but what, like, how do you picture yourself encouraging me yet like, because I would never ever, like, if I looked at you and I was like, I have to have this medication, I have to have this, like, you would be like, get her the, I know you would be like, let's get her the medication. But
are you sure unless you tell me, Jonna, no matter what I say to you,
yes,
you don't let me have it.
Yes. So
like, which one do you want? If you want, you know, like, I'll do whatever.
See, that's what like, I want. I want you to be like, okay, no, you don't need it. You can, I want both, I will tell Will this also. I want both of y'all to be like, you do not need it. This is not going to help, like, whatever, those type of things, like, over me.
Unless something, like, medically necessary has to happen.
Yes, exactly.
And then knowing that's what you want, then, in the moment, obviously, it's gonna have to, like, you know, we'll just see what's going on in the moment, you know, obviously, but, like, get you to focus on, like, to visualize certain things. Mm-hmm. Like in my mind, I had like thought about like a football field, getting from one end of the football field to the other end of the football field. End of your front yard, like your front porch to the street, mm-hmm. like having like that, like just getting there, get like, to, like imagine walking to that end and like focus on your breathing, you know, and like counting breath and stuff.
So that's so that's good. That is so good. Cause that's what I'm worried about. Like I'm gonna go into a otherworldly situation where I'm like, I need medicine. I had a really, really terrible GI situation 2 years ago, maybe. I guess it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years. It's almost 3 years. That's crazy. But there was, I remember I was in the bathroom and I was hurting so bad. Like I remember feeling like I was going to pass out because I was hurting so bad. And like poor Will, that's another thing is I just hope you forgive me ahead of time because I might not be myself. I don't see myself because I wasn't myself then. I was like, get me to the hospital. Yes. I'm about to die. I mean, like I was, yeah, something else. So anyway, so I'm hoping that that's not the case here, especially since I'm prepared. I know that this is what's happening. Like I'm doing other things. So anyway.
Yeah, I guess like if you didn't know anything about labor, you never knew you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Then like you wouldn't have anything to prepare for, but you do know you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You do know you will go into labor.
It'll just be another day.
Straight up.
Straight up. Oh my gosh. So I have another question for you. Are you have you ever been like queasy or has it made you nauseous like being around like medical things or bodily situations, blood, so to say?
Blood. No, I'm fine with blood. Yep. I'm fine with blood. I've never like been up and close to like a broken bone. Like,
yeah.
I've never like seen someone's like, you know, tibia sticking out of their leg or anything like
yeah.
next to them.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been close to that.
Uh-huh.
I've been around injuries, but I've never like seen that, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
In person. I have I mean like bodily stuff, vomit and poop and blood and yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, we gotta keep our eye on Will because he is not.
Oh, no. Okay. Sit down, Will. Sit down. Sit down.
He says that we've come to the conclusion that it's only like his own blood, but then sometimes he gets grossed out looking. Like I'll show him some pictures, like when I was studying for boards of different wounds or whatever, and he would get really like kind of weird about those. So
okay.
Anyway, yeah, I could see it going pretty. I could see it going downhill for him, but we'll see. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, it's different when it's your person.
Yes.
You know, like
yes,
like Ray can watch someone. Because my husband is a gymnastics coach and judge, and he could watch someone jump off the vault table and shatter their ankle and just watch it happen and be like, hey, I want to watch that again. Let me rewind that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And see that
further. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He can look at rips of like people's skin on their palm, like completely rip off like a nice layer, like you're peeling an orange,
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
and then like go put it, he could do all that. However, one of the times that I've hurt myself in the kitchen, I was bleeding a lot from my finger and he, like I was, had the water flowing on it. I was knelt down to keep my hand above my head.
Yeah.
And he was getting lightheaded and like very pale and he had to go run, throw up and come back.
No.
I was like, Reg, I need you to go get me something. He's like, hold on a second. And he like, you know, when came back. Yep.
So oh
just,
my
I think
gosh.
It's different when it's your person too. So.
Yes. I did not know that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. I think so too. My friend Olivia, she said she just had her first baby and she said that like her husband Brennan, he was just so exhausted afterwards. And she said, you know, on Instagram, you'll see people like giving the partner such a hard time for like sleeping after their spouse or partner has delivered their baby. And she was like, I totally understand why. Like he was so stressed the whole time. He had to have some type of like, there was, you know, a come down after oh, yeah. the fact And it's like, and they can't do anything other than just be there. Yeah, and worry. Exactly. Yeah.
And that is exhausting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So exhausting. So, anyway, yeah, I think he says that he thinks he'll be fine, and I think we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. So. But you know, and if he does pass out for a little bit, that's fine.
That's fine. I'll be there. You're there. You can just take a little nap, and then
I'll be conditioning myself from now until you go into labor. I'll be like watching every possible gross thing just to make sure, you know, just double check.
Oh my gosh, Jeanette, the other night we watched, we Googled like actual deliveries to watch. No. 'Cause I was like, I feel like you just need to see this beforehand so you can understand like how it actually, you know, is and mm-hmm. what's going on and stuff. And I should have recorded like his reaction to it. Oh my gosh. But anyway, so I honestly think that's a great thing. If anybody's listening and like they're delivering soon, like watching one is very great. It almost like desensitizes you to it. Like you're like exactly like what you're saying. So yeah, but he was like, okay. That's enough of that.
I can hear him saying that. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So okay.
You see him go outside. He's just running in circles in the front yard.
Oh my word. But well, I'm so, okay. I can't express how thankful I am that you're going to be there with me and support me.
I'm actually excited more now, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really getting super, super excited. So I think the main things, the last time there was no pushback at all at this particular hospital with anything. They were really, really great about it all. One thing I would like to try for is like in the actual pushing portion, is to not like have to be pushing the whole time. I know a lot of times they're like, hold your breath, go again. You know, just that like bump, bump, bump. You're just constantly pushing. And I want them to like when there's not an active contraction, I would like to just rest if that's possible. Because even if like the baby's partially out, like just kind of waiting a little bit, as long as nothing is medically wrong and the baby's okay. I'd like to take it slow, I guess is the word I'm looking for, rather than just trying to like push as hard as I can to get the baby out. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
I got my notes.
So, and that's, you know, Lord willing, that's if everything goes the way that I planned, and that is not always the case. I might end up having a C-section, so who knows?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But yeah. So, well, this was great.
This was great.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will have to do a follow up in a couple of months and let you know how it all went.
So, that'd be fun. Yes.
But all righty. Thank you, Jeanette. Okay. And we will talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.